Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back. I'm Nedra Glover-Tawab, and you need to hear this. I often wonder in our lives, when do we notice we need a new type of friend? What am I talking about here? There are times when we are experiencing something new and it's an indication that we need something a little bit different. Maybe we need more support. Maybe we've moved to a new place and the people in the old place aren't visiting. You know, all sorts of reasons. We might need more people. For some of us, when we see that there is something missing, we go directly to, oh my gosh, I have to end this friendship. I often wonder, is there a way to bridge the gap without ending? Or do we have to let people know, like, hey, you're not meeting my needs anymore. I need another you and another person. Or is this an opportunity to bring more people in? We often can overwork our support systems. I've certainly been in a position where, you know, I'm one of three, right? Like, being one of three friends is a lot. It can be much more helpful sometimes for us to just bring more people in, to pause our friendships and not end them. And sometimes we have to let people go. Let's listen to a bit of today's letter, and you'll get my feedback on what we should do with some of these friendships. Let's go.
Hello, all. I have recently been going through a lot of life changes. Earlier this year, I found out my husband had a mistress while I was pregnant with our second child. Well, he left our home to live with his mistress a month before our baby was born. During his absence, a friend from the past came back to my life to support me through this grief. I also have a friend who I consider a sister who I've known for 20 years now. She's also been with me during good and bad times. I honestly cannot say anything bad about her. Throughout the years, I met a few other friends through her, one which I considered a really good friend. We called each other besties.
I love a good sisterhood. There are some friends who feel like, you know, sisters. It's this thing, like there's this deep connection. There is some inner knowing. We can sit in the same space and be quiet. I love a good, me too. Like when you're talking about stuff, like, oh, I love a good sisterhood. Now back to your letter. Our friendships are so important, especially when we're going through really tough things. And it sounds like you have at least two people who you're in this experience with. You know, this is especially important in the process of you having your second child. Like, you know, you have more on your plate and you've had this thing in your relationship. So of course, you're looking at your friends like, come on, family, get in here, take care of me, love on me. And sometimes when we're going through stuff and one person or one thing is not going in the direction that we may like, it's like, get rid of it, discard it. What is going on? And I often wonder, is that the best time for me to make a decision? It's like going to the grocery store hungry, right? Like, is this the best time for me to pick out every meal for the week? Because what often happens is we have like things that don't match. And so sometimes where we're in a crisis, it's not decision-making time. It's like recovery, rest, grief, but certainly not, oh, let me make all these other new life decisions. I think picking a diaper brand is enough in a season with a new child. I don't know if like disconfiguring your friendships is, you know, the space that we want to be in or making these really heavy decisions, but I don't know. Let's keep listening.
When all this happened with my husband, I feel like she really didn't check up on me. We just live like half a mile away from each other. I would be the one to look for her to set up a play date because we have daughters the same age. I asked her if she would be able to take my daughter with hers to the park when I would recover from childbirth. She said yes, but never did. I asked if it would be possible for her to pick me up from the hospital, and she would say that she would be working. After my baby was born, she tried to come a couple of weeks after he was born, but he was hospitalized at that time. She then tried to come when he was 1 month old, but he had bad colic, and I was already stressed enough, so I canceled. After that, she did not call until he was 2 months old, and she met the baby then. I really expected a lot from her since we are besties. Mind you, I do not have sisters or close family I can trust, and she knows this. I guess I came to realize that she's not the friend I thought she would be.
Sometimes our expectations are clear, and other times we assume people should know, like, you know, I don't have any family. You're supposed to be my family. Where was that clearly stated? Before this baby was born, was there some sort of, okay, so when I have this baby, these are your duties, this will be your role? Or is it like, this person should do these things because I would need those things? You know, I'm hearing a little bit of a little something on both sides. Like, she tried, you weren't available. You tried, you know, she wasn't available. And sometimes those sort of glitches happen in adulthood. Like, we don't have as much time. We do have work. We do have family obligations. And so, you know, things like this happen sometimes where we're just missing each other, even if, you know, there's something really important happening. You know, I can think of certainly times where it's like, oh my gosh, I want to celebrate this person, but I'm out of town. What do? You know, how do we recover from lapses in communication or contact without discarding the friendship completely? Because it sounds like this bestie had something there before this sort of happened. And although this is a really big time in your life, I also wonder what's going on in this other person's life. We have a tendency to assume that what's happening to me is the thing that's happening in the world, when in actuality, it's the thing that's happening to you, which is your world. But in this other person's life, they may have some stuff going on, and I don't know what that is. It sounds like you all haven't connected and caught up to maybe find out what's happening. But, you know, I would assume that there is something there because there has been some love and connection. And to say, oh my gosh, this person doesn't love me, doesn't want to be connected to me anymore, or this friendship is like under attack because of this stuff, it's like, maybe, maybe not. Is there something there that we can salvage? I have reflected on many of the friendships that I have lost over the years. Sometimes, you know, it's mutual. It's like, you don't call that person doesn't call you. It's like this dwindling of contact. And it's like, okay, cool, I ain't wanna talk no way, right? Or it's like an event happens and you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe this person did this thing. Or, you know, maybe they ghost you, or maybe you ghost them. Like, you know, there are all sorts of ways that we step away from friendships. However, what I'm hearing here is it's a lot of missed contact. There hasn't really been any stepping away as much as there has been life lived on both sides. And the time needed for a friendship has not been top of mind for, you know, I would say either of you, because you have your things going on and perhaps this friend does as well. Let's pause listening and we're going to take a quick break.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
We're back. Let's get back into our letter.
She's only there for the good times. While I was recovering from childbirth, she was out and about living her best life, going out to bars and getting drunk. Meanwhile, I'm at home dealing with all these emotions, needing a friend who I can vent to. So after her visit, we kept talking, and I tried to set up a playdate once again, and she canceled on me at the last minute. This is not her first time doing this. She does it frequently if she finds something better to do. Ever since then, I noticed she's been distancing herself from me. She does not message me anymore, and honestly, I'm hurt. And I feel like I shouldn't be the one looking for her. And that's where we're at now. No communication.
What happens in our friendships when we're in different stages of life? Maybe we are in a phase of really mothering our children. Maybe we're in a partnership phase. And somebody's in a partying phase, right? Like, how does that impact our friendships? I remember when I was, you know, maybe 19 or 20, I had a few friends who started to have babies and our friendships changed, right? Like the things we could do together, it shifted as it should have, right? Like I went from, you know, hanging out and partying with these people to being like, all right, we're going to Babies R Us, girl. Like, what time is the party? I'll come blow up balloons. Like it really shifted, but we have to be intentional about those connections. And even, you know, those friends showing up for me, there were different things in my life where it's like, wow, they're not experiencing being able to travel freely or being able, you know, so sometimes in our friendships, we see that as like, oh, I can't be friends with this person anymore. They're in a different life phase. What we can remember is that in the circle of life, things may come back around, right? And so right now, this friend may be in this living her best life party mode, and maybe you might be there in 3 years, or maybe she'll be where you are. And, you know, if she's a good person, could this be a time to transition the friendship into maybe, you know, a close connection, but not someone you speak to all the time? Maybe this is not your everyday friend anymore, the person who takes your kids to the park. Maybe there's a new person who's needed, or maybe it's someone who already exists that could fill that role. And right now, this friendship is, you know, we see each other when we see each other. And we'll see how that goes. And, you know, maybe we can come back together and have this closeness that we've always had. But for right now, it sounds like we're in two different spaces, and that's okay. You know, when I had friends who were, you know, having babies, I stopped inviting them to some things, right? Because it's like, don't you got to get up in the morning? You know, like I felt awkward even saying to them, like I felt like, you know, in some ways I'm like, this is immature, and not immature for my age, but immature for the space that you're in with your life. I may be in a phase of, I do want to have a more upbeat existence, and people do go through things, but I'm not necessarily going through a thing. So what do I want the energy around me to feel like? And I think we get that from other people. Like sometimes, you know, I am the person who I notice, like, oh my gosh, I keep talking about this same problem to this person. And I've asked people, like, are you tired of hearing about this family issue? Like, you know, I don't want to wear out my resources. And some people are so great about listening. And then there are other people who you just start to notice this shift of, they're spending more time away from you. They're not answering their phone as much. They are changing the topic, or they're responding, but it's very short. It's like, okay, yeah, no, don't do that again. So you start to notice, like, wow, energetically, they're over this topic. Like, this is on my mind all the time, all these things I have going on. But they're like, I just want to talk about something really light. And I think we look at those people as like, oh my gosh, they're so mean. I can't believe they don't want to listen to me, or they don't want to be there for me. And we really need to think about, are we overwhelming our support system? Is this a time where I need to find a therapist to listen to this stuff? I need like 8 more friends so I could just call one and then get off the phone with her and call the other one and then call him. And, you know, maybe you need to really unload on this topic. But if you're doing it with one person, they may not say it's a lot, but they may behaviorally say that it's a lot, right? And so perhaps keep the friendship and build some other ones. Perhaps this is a space to be more intentional about asking questions and not assuming. You know, we assume that someone is living their best life because they're going out to bars and getting drunk, but they could be depressed. That could be their symptom of depression. Maybe she's not using her phone as much because she's going to bed at 6 p.m. Like, you know, there's a lot of assumption when people are doing or not doing something. And we think, oh, you know, this person is just having the time of their life. And I've looked back at pictures and be like, ooh, I was so sad on that picture. I had just came from the bathroom crying. You know, so we will assume, oh, this is, you know, they're having a phenomenal time. But we don't know that. And so sometimes just asking the question of, I'm noticing these shifts in our friendship. Is there something going on with you, or is there something going on with us? You need to hear this. There are times when we don't need to end a relationship, but we do need to step back. The times when we need to step back might include times where we're noticing like an energetic shift in the relationship, like no major offense or trauma has happened in the relationship, but we're in a different space in life. And it doesn't mean that, you know, there's anything wrong with this person or we need to, you know, have a formal conversation about ending it, but it can be mutual. It could be, oh, I'm noticing these changes in this person. And, you know, perhaps this is not a time for us. Maybe next month, maybe next year, but not today. fill in the gaps, relying on people who are demonstrating, you know, hey, this is not the space I'm in. This is not what I want right now. It's heartbreaking. And it's something that many of us will do because we want this person to be something else. Acceptance looks like building a community, nurturing your village with people who want to be there. You Need to Hear This is an iHeart production hosted by me, Nedra Glover-Tawab. Our executive producer is Joelle Bonique. Our senior producer and editor is Mia Dawn Taylor. Send us a voice memo with your questions about boundaries and relationships at youneedtohearthis@iheartmedia.com. Please be sure to rate our show wherever you listen to it and share this episode with someone who needs to hear this. Talk to you next time.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.